Hvis vi skruer tiden tilbage til omkring 1980, så var jeg første gang i Toulon. I hvert fald første gang, jeg kan huske, at jeg var i Toulon. Det var jeg, fordi jeg skulle ned og se en ny. Dengang var der noget, der hed en Talbot Formel 1-racer. Der var ingen, der anede, hvad Talbot var dengang. Jeg vidste sådan lidt, så derfor var jeg dernede i Toulon og skulle... Ja, det var selvfølgelig ikke i Toulon, det var ude på Circuit Paul Ricard. Men i alle tilfælde, så var det der, jeg fløj til. Så jeg har været i Toulon Airport. Det inspirerede mig til lige præcis den snak, som vi skal have nu. Den handler egentlig ikke så meget om den der lufthavn, udover at de altså har sådan en i Toulon, og Toulon ligger sådan nede ved den franske riviera, et sted mellem Marseille og Nice. Men jeg er så heldig, at jeg står ved siden af en herre, som er ansvarlig for at promote området dernede. Og den her optagelse, den finder om noget sted på den franske ambassade i København. Når der er sådan lidt knirkeri, så er det fordi, det er et gammelt hus, og der går altså mennesker forbi. Det må I ligesom finde jer i. Men I've just told the listeners that my first meeting with Toulon, as far as I remember at least, it was back in time. I was going to a Formula One presentation, a Talbot presentation in Circuit Paul Ricard. And it was a very impressive situation. That is why I'm remembering nowadays, because Toulon was very... special compared to other towns I have visited, and now you are here more or less to present not only Toulon, but the whole Var, this area. That is where you come from. First of all, a presentation of yourself.
So I'm Anthony Mattiuzzi, so I'm the Deputy General Manager of Le Var Tourism Board. Yes, of course, everything is different here. So we can talk about Toulon, because Toulon is a kind of capital city for our county. But it's not only about Toulon. We get, of course, Saint-Tropez. Saint-Tropez, fantastic and iconic, I would say, beach resort, but not only, because it's iconic because of the story of Brigitte Bardot and so much more. Everybody knows about, the beach, about the sea and sun and all this kind of offer, but Le Var gets so much more to offer because we are a big land, I would say, a big county, going from the SRL mountains to the eastern side. So SRL mountains, they are the red rock mountains, and you can see, you can imagine the contrast you can get between the dark red mountains and the blue of the sea, so that's very impressive. And on the other side, we get the Saint-Baume Massif Range, so a kind of white rock barrier. All the landscapes are very different. And to the north, we get also the Verdun Canyon. Verdun Canyon is the biggest European canyon. Water here is blue-green, so the color is very, very specific. That's the place where you can experience all the water activities as well. To summarize, I would say that Le Var is an unspoiled destination, because if you compare to our neighbors, and you said that we are pretty close to a other French Riviera, but to Cannes, Nice, Monaco, Antibes, etc. And that's true, because we are only 30 minutes from the international Nice airport. And on the other side, you get the Provence with Marseille, Aix-en-Provence, Le Luberon. But right in the middle, that's very different, because we are very well preserved. It's full of nature, and that's the place where you can experience all the outdoor activities, but also gastronomy and all the lifestyle from Provence and Côte d'Azur.
Actually, I like that place very much, because I also like Nice. I also like Monaco, actually. I think I've covered the Monaco Formula One Grand Prix about 25 times or something. So I like this place. I've also done some traveling radio some years ago, and it hasn't changed a lot. Anyway, when I wanted to be a little bit more calm, I also appreciated to take the tour from Nice, going west, passing Cannes, passing basically also Saint-Tropez. It is very specific, but I think I come back to that in one occasion sometimes. But then the way through Toulon to Bandol, actually, at just south of Circuit Paul Ricard, and then, of course, ending up in Marseille sometimes. Anyway, it's a very nice place, because the nature is changing all the time. You can go down to the sea, you can be on the beach, you can, doing what you do at the beach, bathing and so on, and you can also go up to the mountains. I'm quite sure I also have been driving through this fantastic area, what did you call it, this canyon?
The Verdun Canyon.
Yes, I think I've done it once, but many, many years ago, but it probably hasn't changed a lot since then. Anyway, it was a very big experience. And then I got an idea. I'm not sure whether I will do it or not, but in my soul, I would like to do the following. And then listen. I would like to go from Copenhagen to Paris. Okay, fly from Copenhagen to Paris, stay a couple of days in Paris because I love Paris, and then take the flight, the fast train from Paris to Marseille. Is it Marseille? Or also
even,
to Toulon?
You can even go to Toulon, to Toulon.
Okay, then Toulon is the place. Okay, and coming to Toulon, and of course experiencing just a few of all these things which you say I can experience, because I need several months for that, I guess, if I should really get into the deep, and then of course take the tour up along the Côte d'Azur to Nice Airport, where I can fly directly to Denmark. I think I can do that within 8-10 days. And of course, when I can do it, everybody else can do it. So it's just a proposal to get really an experience which is quite special. But you also have, and that is important to know, you have some very magnificent hotels, for example, in the area. There is a lot of 5-star hotels, 4-star hotels, and I think it's also possible to pay for some of them, even if they are not the cheapest in this world, but it is a fantastic experience. Can you recommend something?
Oh, yes, of course. We get so many 5-star hotels, you know. All our offer is moving upscale and it's increasing. As an example, so now in total, we get 33 5-star hotels within the destination and 94 star hotels. And it's not only about the coastline, it's everywhere, even in the interlands. So even on the provincial countryside, you can very, very nice hotels. So it depends on what you are looking for, of course. But something very different, if you compare to other destinations, so our 5-star hotels are small. So it means that it's more confidential. We deal more with emotion, with authentic experiences. And we don't build the hotels here, you know. It's more about the heritage, because we are refurbishing a lot of things. We are refurbishing Belle Époque villas. We are refurbishing former hotels, legendary hotels from the mid-40s, 50s, etc. So it's all this iconic destination, which you can experience with the hotels. And of course we get also some guest houses, very nice guest houses, hundreds of guest houses everywhere, and even campsites, because we get campsites. But when you think about campsites, it's not here, it's not about basic ones, it's more about resort outdoor accommodation. And it's also the best way, we get a lot of 5-star campsites, and also the best way to experience the nature, because you are right in the middle of nature or directly onto the beach with some wooden houses, etc.
It actually sounds quite funny, because Denmark, the Danish people, we love to do camping. And of course, we also get a little bit more luxury minded when we are getting older. And then you have these possibilities where you're moving into some sort of a 5-star luxury, even if it is still some sort of a campsite. Isn't it true?
Yes, it's absolutely true. So whatever you are looking for, so even if you are somebody who likes usually the luxury, you know, you can find luxury within the campsite and within the outdoor accommodation. And so you can experience it. And that's something very important. If because of the climate, as we get more than 300 days of sun per year, you can experience it all year round. We are all year round destination. It's not only a beach destination. It's not only for summer. So you can come even for spring or autumn. You will experience different things, different thematic, and that's always something different. Colors are different even for the landscapes. But yes, I'm sure that you will love it.
I'm quite sure I will love it, because I love that part of Europe, and I think I'm going to plan something for next year. Thank you very much for the conversation.
Thank you.